everyone, and welcome back to the program. On this episode, we're going to talk about a guy named Jared Baum, who killed two people in 2017, dumped them down a mine shaft, and now was just convicted of both of those murders. So before we talked about the conviction, I wanted to go back and read one of the original articles detailing what he was arrested for in the first place. So let's dive into this article from the Daily Mail, and let's see what's going on here. Headline, Nazi who forced 17-year-old girl to kneel and watch as he stabbed her boyfriend to death, then slit her throat and threw their bodies down a mine shaft, appears in court with his swastika tattoos on full display. Hell of a guy, huh? Shows up, swastikas all over the place, killing people, throwing them down mine shafts. Thank God. This scumbag was convicted. This article was authored by Snyana Farbarov. Nearly 4 months after police say a 41-year-old Utah man murdered a teenage couple in cold blood and tossed their bodies down a mineshaft, the suspect finally made his first court appearance. Jared Baum on Thursday was led into court in Provo with handcuffs restraining his wrists, sporting a bushy graying beard and a large swastika tattoo visible on his exposed chest. I mean, what's wrong with people? A swastika tattoo? What, do you think that makes you cool? Automatically makes you an asshole the second you have anything like that tattooed on your body. Absolute moronity. A second smaller swastika carved near his right eye peeked out from behind a curtain of strawberry blonde hair. Baum is accused of kidnapping Braylene Breezy Otteson, 17, and Riley Powell, 18, on December 30th of 2017 and bringing them to a Utah desert after catching the young couple smoking marijuana with his girlfriend, 34-year-old Morgan Renan Henderson. So this sick bastard kills both of these young kids because they were having a sesh with his chick. They're sitting around smoking some weed, and this dumbass, neck-bearded-ass Nazi kills them for it. Now, what kind of sick and twisted individual do you have to be to think that this is a good idea? And folks, they're everywhere. We're sharing air with people like this on a regular basis. You never know who you're standing next to in the grocery store. I know that's not a comforting factoid, but it's the truth. And when you see how crazy things are getting nowadays, people have no problem just opening fire in the middle of the road, killing people around other people. I just watched a lady get hit in a car by two dudes who then jumped out and snatched her watch, a bunch of people standing around watching. So this kind of thing is, it's crazy to think about that people are capable of doing this. But man, there are a lot of people in this world that are crazy, that are willing to do things like this, willing to hurt people, willing to murder people over a watch. And in this case, willing to murder people over smoking marijuana with your girlfriend. According to court documents, he tied up Otteson and made her watch as he beat and stabbed her boyfriend to death. Baum then allegedly slashed her throat and disposed of both bodies by tossing them 100 feet down the Tintic Standard Mine number 2 near Eureka. Now, Nevada is littered with mines as well. We have them everywhere here, abandoned mines. I can't tell you how many times when I go out on hikes, I stumble across them. Now, I'm claustrophobic as shit, so I'm never going into one, but it would be the perfect place if you're looking to hide a body or something like that. Unless somebody, you know, snitches and tells you where that body is, chances are you won't find somebody if they're buried in a mine shaft or in the middle of the desert. The victim's remains were not recovered until March 28th, after Henderson told police what had happened and led them to the abandoned mine shaft. So his girlfriend was forced to watch all of this, right? And then she was the one that finally led the police to their bodies. Now, it took quite some time, right? This was December 30th that they were killed, and she led them to the bodies on March 28th? Now, I'm guessing she was terrified of this guy, and that played a role in her not going to the authorities, but, man, how could you sit there and watch these two kids get murdered and not go to the authorities and tell on this guy? Baum is facing aggravated murder, kidnapping, and other charges that could bring the death penalty, while Henderson is charged with obstruction of justice. Baum was expected to waive his preliminary hearing on Thursday, but it was continued until August 1st in order to allow the prosecution and defense additional time to review all the evidence of the case. Now, this is pretty much open and closed case for, as far as I'm concerned. There's a witness that saw this guy kill them, right? And while I'm not big on the death penalty, when there's witnesses and there's evidence that can't be disputed, and you murdered two people in cold blood like this, I think that the death penalty is the proper outcome here. I think that this man should be sentenced to death, and I think that it shouldn't be one of these wait forever to get the process done. Obvious scumbag, murdered two people, full of swastika tattoos. You really think this guy can be rehabilitated? You think this guy is going to come out of prison and be a upstanding citizen? You think he's going to be an upstanding citizen in prison? Both sides are also still waiting for the medical examiner's final autopsy report, which could be released within a couple of weeks. For Odison and Powell's loved ones, who came from far and wide to the courthouse this morning to confront Baum for the first time, the takeaway from the brief hearing was that it could take years to bring the case to trial, and we see that that's the case. Because now, just today, we're getting word that there is a conviction of this man, and we're going to talk about that in a second. Prosecutor Chad Grunender explained that because the case revolves around a double homicide and is potential as a potential death penalty case, the legal process will be slow and deliberate. But the families of both victims said they are not discouraged by the sluggish pace of justice and are not interested in a plea deal being offered to Baum, reported KSL.com. I don't blame them. This sick fuck, I would never want a plea deal given to this guy. This is a death penalty case through and through, if in my opinion. And again, I'm not big on the death penalty. You know, it has to be something severe, and there has to be witnesses and proof that cannot be disputed. And this certainly fits those parameters. We knew it was going to be long and drawn out. We knew it wasn't going to be quick and fast. Unfortunately, that's how it goes, Odison's aunt, Amanda Hunt, told the Daily Herald. Yeah, the wheels of justice do grind slowly. There's no doubt about that. Powell's sister Nikki said that Baum, whom she called a monster, deserves nothing less than the death penalty. Yeah, look, a guy like this, he'll be fine in jail. If you take, when you click on the link here and you look at his picture, he has all the jailhouse tats going, the swastika shit. He'll be a legend in jail, hanging out with all of his, you know, Nazi lowrider buddies. So usually I feel like jail is a big enough penalty as it is, but this guy isn't going to be penalized in there. He's going to be running around with all of his buddies still doing work and the whole thing. So, kill him. Death penalty, firing squad, electric chair, strapped to a rocket and launched into the atmosphere. I'm okay with all of that once they're convicted. The attorney's office to decide whether or not to seek the death penalty for Baum, but the wishes of the victims' families will be taken into account. Police say Baum killed the couple after they visited his girlfriend, despite Baum's warning against having male visitors. Look, dudes out there who say that kind of thing to you ladies, I know this is some unsolicited advice, but if you're with a dude who says anything like that to you ever, get out of Dodge. That is not a well-adjusted individual. These people with these severe jealousy problems telling people who their friends can and cannot be, these people are not well. And chances are they're going to go off the deep end if you quote-unquote screw up. So my advice is get out of Dodge before the situation gets to that point. Plenty of other people out there that will treat you with respect. Baum flew into a rage when he learned Henderson had been hanging out with Riley and Breezy, saying it was too bad because he has never killed an innocent before. Henderson told authorities, according to police documents. So this guy says he's killed before? So what is he, a serial killer? Again, the second you show up with some dumbass Nazi insignias on you is the second I have zero remorse for you, and I don't want to hear anything you have to say, because if you're dumb enough to ink that shit on your body, you're certainly dumb enough to be a criminal and to be a violent one at that. He then allegedly tied the teens up, put them in his Jeep, and transported them to the old mine site in the West Desert. There, he allegedly forced Odison to watch him as he beat and stabbed Riley to death before he cut her throat to dispose of the bodies. Court records show Baum has a rap sheet dating back to the early 90s, including theft, assault, and weapons charges. Hell of a guy to be with, huh? Sounds like the kind of guy you want to bring home to mom. Again, ladies, I know my advice is unsolicited, but guys got rap sheets and they're felons and, you know, you're on the show Love After Lockup. Probably not a good idea to be with people like this. They have shown that they have a history of violence. They have shown that they can be violent. So my advice is to run for the hills, because situations like this one that we're talking about right here, it's not all that uncommon. And when we're dealing with people who are unhinged and violent in nature, very quickly can they snap, and very quickly can this end up being the result. Now, as for the trial portion of this, well, the trial just ended recently, and unfortunately, he was not given the death penalty. So, this gentleman, his sentencing was, Jared William Baum, 46, was found guilty by a Utah court jury on a number of charges connected to the 2017 murders of Riley Powell, 18, and Breelyn Breezy Odison, 17, Utah County Attorney David Levitt stated in a press conference on Friday. Baum stood accused of kidnapping the teens and stabbing them to death near a mineshaft in Eureka, Utah, because he didn't like his girlfriend, Morgan Lewis, having male friends, as previously reported, and he discovered the couple had been to her home. According to County Attorney David Levitt, Baum faces 25 years to life for each of the two counts of aggravated murder or life without the possibility of parole. That's it? That's all he's going to get? Way to go, Merrick Garland. I know that the Biden administration is moving away from the death penalty, and for the most part, I agree with it. But in certain circumstances, such as this, it should definitely be on the table, and this dude should definitely be getting the death penalty, at least in my opinion. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.